Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now let's talk about food, specifically meat. There are groups across the country that want to change the way we think about and use meat. They're looking for consumers to bypass grocery stores and visit the farms where their beef, pork, or chicken comes from. Some of these groups are even teaching people how to butcher animals. Brian Bull from member station KLCC reports from Oregon on the Eugene Meat Collective.
Many consumers want to know where their food comes from these days. The curiosity was spoofed early on in an episode of the TV show Portlandia. Here, a waitress shares the history of a chicken to a couple thinking about eating the bird.
His name was Colin. Here are his papers, okay?
That's great.
He looks like a happy little guy who runs around.
A lot of friends, other chickens as friends. Putting his little wing around another one and kind of like palling around.
I don't know that I can speak to that level of intimate knowledge about him.
Jonathan Tepperman wants people to have a more intimate knowledge of their chicken, beef, and other meats.
Food is a very intimate thing. We end up sharing the same DNA and molecules.
Tepperman is founder of the Eugene Meat Collective. Since 2016, he's organized more than a dozen classes from butchering deer to sausage making. The group doesn't sell meat, but teaches people how to cut up and wrap an animal to take home. Chef Mikey Lawrence sizzles sausage in a cast iron skillet. He says the group's philosophy is to give people a better sense of where their food comes from.
Pork chops have heads. Pork chops have feet. I think as we get in the store, it does blur the lines between what is real food and what is just what we've grown accustomed to. And Americans have since the 1950s, when it all changed and everything did become tinned and saran wrap. It just shows people you can make something start to finish from a hog, from a farm, 10 miles away.
Jonathan Tepperman acknowledges not everyone is up for slaughtering and processing their own animal, but his group tries to meet people at their comfort level.
Part of that problem comes from the Disneyfication of wildlife. Fundamentally, all food that we have is death. Everything that comes into our body has died in order for us to eat it. We are trying to relearn something that is innately human to us.
At this workshop in Tepperman's home, a dozen people are slicing up and grinding their own pork for sausages. Among them is Catherine Vinge.
I have a teenage daughter that has become very aware of how meat is processed, typically that you'd buy in the grocery store. She's very disturbed by it and has decided to go vegetarian unless we're able to get a hold of meat that was humanely raised, humanely killed.
Another participant is Shelley Bowerman. She runs a small farm nearby.
Basically, I'm ruined on supermarket meat, and knowing where my food comes from, it's almost down to a level of faith. You know, like, I trust that if I grow my own food or know where my food comes from, my life is going to be better.
The North American Meat Institute contests the collective's criticism of the commercial meat industry. Spokeswoman Janet Riley says while she commends the group for connecting consumers of livestock and meat, slaughtering, butchering, and processing is still best done in a facility under the supervision of USDA inspectors.
To think that a consumer would somehow have the knowledge and the equipment and the skills to be able to do this better than people who train in this all the time and who've built their plants to be the most humane designs possible, that's just a little hard for me to imagine.
At the end of the sausage-making workshop, everyone gathers around for a communal meal.
Just melts right in your mouth. There's no grainy texture on it at all. Just a really nice and flavorful sausage.
Melanie Husky Griffin of Fern's Edge Goat Dairy says she got this workshop as a Christmas gift.
This came up on my Facebook feed, and, you know, I looked at my husband, and I was like, this would be the perfect Christmas gift for me. And he was like, okay, sign up. So, yeah, I love, you know, food, meat, cheese, charcuterie. I'm a cheesemonger. This is kind of my element.
Tepperman says the Eugene Meat Collective is exploring hunting courses for members.
I mean, there's nothing more free-range and organic than an animal that lived in its native habitat, free and enjoying the food from its native habitat, and then it has one bad day.
That means featuring food that goes from field to table instead of just farm to table. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.